The John Daly Show, media.
The killings yesterday we saw on TV from Roanoke, Virginia, of the two news journalists and the wounding of an economic analyst by a nutcase racist, hits many of us in the TV news business. Now, remember, I was a TV news reporter in a small TV market at one time. So this story hit home for me and many folks who were in the business who didn't even know these two journalists from Roanoke. First, most TV stations, especially small market TV stations, are like a family atmosphere. You are mostly young and you learn to pull together to put a newscast on the air. Not only that, for the audience, in smaller markets, you get to know these TV news personalities. They become celebrities. So you kind of get an understanding of how this region is reeling after this tragedy. Second, doing a live shot, what they were doing when they were shot and killed, needs a little clarity. Doing a live shot, from a reporter's perspective, is very fun, but it is also very difficult. As a reporter, you are out there with no script or the semblance of a script in your head. As a result, you become extremely focused during the live shot to make sure what goes on camera looks interesting, informative, and comfortable for the audience. Now, if you're not in the business, this may sound a little strange, but doing a live shot requires a massive amount of focus. That intense focus on what is happening in the camera made both these reporters even more vulnerable. Based on the video, it appears neither had an inkling of what was happening until after those shots were fired. The other aspect of the shooting is the fact that the shooter videotaped it on his smartphone and then posted it to social media. Doing this during a shooting, one of many each day in the U.S., makes this shooting no longer common, but something for everyone to look at. My fear is others will copycat this. The next time might not be a disgruntled employee, but a sicko upset with news coverage. By the way, sharing someone's personal video of violence like this is something we all need to be aware of. We should not be doing it. Now, I did share the news station video of the live event on social media. I felt people needed to see what the audience saw in Virginia as it happened. Although there was nothing graphic about the visuals, certainly there was the horror of the off-camera sound. If anyone had a problem with this, with what I posted, please let me know. And if I offended you in any way, I am sorry. My last take is about the shooter. Clearly, he is what is wrong with this country. First, he has a sickness, an illness that is almost uncontrollable, and we're not taking care of these people. Second, he is typical of the people in this country who can't make it. They make themselves into victims. One of the biggest things that ails our society is the amount of people who think they are victims and they are entitled to something. It happens with blacks and whites, rich and poor. Third, he is a racist. Doesn't matter what color skin you are, you can still be a racist. Who I think back to is the young man whose mother was killed in the Charleston massacre, who forgave the killer in that case. He is a real American. Not this whacked out former reporter who started this tragedy. That's Inform, Not Inflame, from an old reporter's angle. Talk to you next time.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.